My name is Michelle, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my life and how I came to know God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my own and personal Saviour. As a young child, I lived many years with a father who struggled with alcoholism. Although my daddy was never abusive towards me, I can recall how I often felt afraid of him when he came home from work, not knowing whether he would be sober or drunk. As a child, I guess I didn't really understand what was going on. I just knew that he was different at times, and I remember quite a few rows and upsets within the home. But looking back now, I know God had his hand on my dad, because after hearing the words, "Jesus loves you and gave his life for you," at a tent mission, everything changed. My dad gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and from that very same day, God's mighty power totally delivered him from the drink addiction. From that day on, he never touched a drop, and I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home. My dad brought me to church, and I came to understand as a child that there was a God in heaven. I believed that he created the world, and in order to deal with the sin in my life and bring me back into a relationship with him, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me. Sin simply means to break God's law. In Romans 3, God tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in chapter 6, we read that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So from a young age, I understood that Jesus took the punishment that should have been mine, but it was up to me to choose to live for Jesus. I went to Sunday school and sat in church meetings when I got older. I went through the motions, but just knowing about God was not enough. Yes, I knew lots of Bible stories. I could quote scriptures from memory. I had what you would call a religious experience, but not a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just let me explain to you what I mean by that. I believed in God and in his son Jesus, but this wasn't enough to save me. You know, the Bible tells us in James chapter 2 that the demons also believe and tremble. The devil believes in God, that is, he believes God exists. But this is a far cry from the kind of faith we are called to have. To truly believe in God means to trust him. In other words, we not only believe he exists, but we actually commit our lives to him and trust him to save us from our sin through Jesus Christ. So you see, the problem was that I didn't know him personally or accept him as Lord and Savior of my life. I chose my path and walked away from God. So without God in my life to guide and direct me, I ended up going down the same path my dad found himself all those years ago. From the tender age of 13, I began to hang around with a bad crowd and got involved in the drink and drug scene and frequented nightclubs and bars and discos. Drinking and dancing became the highlight of my life. I thought I was having a great time partying every weekend, but it soon got to the point when I couldn't go out unless I got absolutely drunk. You see, I had to drink in order to have a good time, to the extent that I was getting thrown out of clubs because of the fights I got myself into. I look back now and wonder why I could never see the road I was on. I was totally oblivious to the fact that I was heading down the same alcoholic path my dad found himself on before he met Jesus. I often use the analogy that it was as though Satan had put rose-colored glasses on me, so that I couldn't see or fully understand my true state at that time and where it could potentially lead. I was young and easily led astray. Knowing what I know now, I understand that Satan had blinded me from the truth. In 2 Corinthians 4, the Apostle Paul tells us that Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So over the next few years, my drinking addiction got worse. But no matter how much I got drunk, I was never satisfied. I never had a peace. I was full of fear and had a constant emptiness in my heart that I knew deep down only could be filled by Jesus. God was always on my mind, and He continually reminded me that He was there with open arms, just waiting for me. I had such a longing for God, and remember so many nights, even in my drunken stupor, thinking about God, thinking about Jesus and His love for me. And you know, God never abandoned me. In His infinite love and mercy, and in answer to my dad's faithful prayers, God lifted me out of the pit that I had dug for myself through my own bad choices. In the summer of 1984, I turned 16, and my cousin invited me out to church. That very same night, the power of God touched my heart, and I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I still remember the instant peace that I felt, because not only was I at peace with God, I also had the peace of God in my life. All the fear and emptiness had gone. In Psalm 40, King David spoke about God when he said, "He pulled me out of a horrible pit, out of the mud and clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and made my steps secure." And this was also my experience. God rescued me at 16 years old from the path of alcoholism. He set my feet upon a rock, and that rock is Christ Jesus. He has blessed my life abundantly, and I dread to think where I would be today if it wasn't for God's love and patience. From that moment on, I have never looked back. Yes, I still do bad things because I'm not yet perfect. But God, the Bible says, is faithful and just to forgive me from all my wrongdoings and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross of Calvary, I walk in the grace of God each and every day. Grace is God's unmerited favor. When God looks on me, He doesn't see what I used to be, but He sees Jesus. I don't deserve it, but that's why it's called grace. Jesus keeps me, guides me, and strengthens me each and every day. God offers this free gift of salvation to you today if you will accept it. It costs God the most precious thing in the whole universe, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, just to be with you, gave His all, even death on a cruel cross. No matter who you are, what you've done or background you're from, Jesus wants you to come to Him just as you are. You don't need to change a thing because He will transform you into something beautiful and give you a purpose and a future in Him. Jesus can heal broken hearts, bind wounds, and bring you peace in the midst of turmoil. He is waiting with arms outstretched to welcome you into His loving care, and He is only a prayer away. If you would like to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I've included a simple prayer for you to pray. Just simply repeat each line after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life. I ask forgiveness and now turn from everything which I know is wrong in my life. Thank you for dying on the cross for me to set me free from my sins. Please come into my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit and be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.